Hey guys, this is Mike Barnhart. I just want to let you know that you can help support my podcast by clicking the link in the bottom of my description. Thanks a lot. Now, on to the podcast. We're going to be talking about traveling today. All that and more in today's episode of
That's My Story. Come and listen to it. That's My Story. It'll only take a minute. That's my story. Stories that belong to me. That's my story.
Hi, welcome to That's My Story. I'm your host, Mike Barnhart. Today I have a special guest talking about traveling when he was younger. Okay, on to the story. Hi, today I have a special guest talking about traveling. It's my father, Bill. So, you have a story to tell?
Oh, yes, I have a story to tell. And I must admit, traveling today, especially with children, is a lot different than when I was growing up. Today's travel, when I see families getting ready to go traveling with their kids, I see DVDs, I see cell phones, I see activity books of all kinds. The kids must be amused while traveling. And there's a great amount of effort that goes into getting them ready to go on a trip. Well, I must tell you about a certain trip that I took. I think I was 11 or maybe 12 years old when this trip occurred, and it was in the mid-1960s. My oldest brother had gone into the Air Force, and he was stationed in Blytheville, Arkansas. Our trip started in Pennsylvania, where I grew up. Well, my dad decided that we were going to take a family trip to Arkansas to see my oldest brother. The car we were traveling in, and I must say there were five of us traveling, my father, my mother, my two brothers, one older, one younger, and my mother, traveling to Arkansas to see my oldest brother in a 1962 or 3, maybe older a little bit, Volkswagen Bug. Not a lot of room. The trip was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles, probably closer to 1,000 miles. And the interstate system was just not like it is today quite yet. So we took a lot of secondary roads getting to Arkansas. And I'd like to say a little bit about my dad when he traveled. He basically only stopped if the car needed gas. That was it. Very little stops for bathroom or for food. It was just go and just keep going until you got to the destination that you were supposed to get to. Well, anyway, we did make it to Arkansas and visiting my brother in Arkansas. And we stayed there probably 2 or 3 days, which was really quite strange because usually my father did not like to spend anywhere more than one night at any place, but we stayed there a few days. And lo and behold, my oldest brother, the one in the Air Force, decided that he was going to go on leave and come back to Pennsylvania with us. Now remember, we were traveling in a Volkswagen Bug, and they call it a bug for a reason. It's not very big. So, coming back from Arkansas was my father, my mother, my oldest brother, another older brother, a younger brother, and myself. How did the seating arrangement go? How do you think the seating arrangement went? Well, here's how it went. My father, up front, in the passenger, or in the driver's seat, excuse me, he is not going to relinquish his driver's seat for anybody. Sitting in the place of honor next to him, my oldest brother, who also brought back his duffel bag full of gear with him. Seated in the back was my mother, my older brother, myself, and my youngest brother literally laying across my mother, my older brother, and myself. It's the only way he could fit in the car. So, all the way back to Pennsylvania, that was the seating arrangement. Once again, stopping only for gas, and I truly think we only stopped maybe one time to eat. And it was miserable the whole way back. It was summer. It was hot. The windows would hardly come down. It's something that to this day, I think, has sustained me through life and made me get through difficult times just because of that car ride. To this day, my brothers and I still reminisce about it. And at this time, we can finally chuckle about it. But it was a trip that if you tried to do that today, it would be met with mutiny on the parts of the kids who are used to looking at DVDs, iPhones, whatever else they have to keep them occupied, and can usually only travel about 5 or 10 miles before they ask, are we there yet? That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, thanks, Dad, for letting us know that. That was a great story. And that's his story. That's My Story has been brought to you by me, Mike Barnhart, and special thanks to my father, Bill Barnhart. I want to ask you to please leave this podcast a positive review on iTunes and a 5-star rating if possible. If you're at your computer, just open up iTunes and click the 5 stars. If you're on an Apple TV, I'm sure you can do it from that. If you're listening on Roku, well, go to a computer, and you basically need a computer or an iPhone to do it on iTunes. I'm sure you have one of those options available to you. If you don't, how are you listening to a podcast? Oh, you just use an Android device? Fine. I'm okay with that. You know. But leave a positive review on the podcasting app you choose, please. If you have a question or comment, you can email me at thatsmystorypod@gmail.com, or you can call or text 626-803-2294. Card, text that, leave a story, review, question, joke. I'm always looking for cheesy jokes for the end of the episode with. If you want to help out this podcast, you can do that by clicking the link in the bottom of my description. You can help me send stuff out to people by using stamps.com. Click on the microphone link at the top of the page and enter C-FFFN-RW6. Here's a phrase to remember. Come, fight for freedom now. Read, write, 6. That's all I could come up with. But enter that at the Africa page and I'll get some credit to send stuff out to people. So you can do that. I want to thank you for listening. Tell your friends about this podcast. And here's my cheesy joke. Why do seagulls fly over the sea? Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be bagels. Okay, that was a joke. I want to thank you for listening, and that's my story.